say.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Got a spring project on the horizon? Whether you're planting a garden, building a deck, installing a fence, or digging a hole for a new tree, don't forget to click before you dig. Utility lines can be just below the surface, and hitting one can cause major damage, service disruptions, or even serious injury. Visit OntarioOneCall.ca before you start to request a free utility locate. Single address requests require at least 5 business days, while larger or multi-property projects may require up to 10 business days. They'll mark out where it's safe to dig so you can work with confidence. Remember, click before you dig. It's the law. For more information, visit utilitieskingston.com.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Thank you.
by far one of the coolest guitar intros to any song I've ever heard. Crazy on You, Heart, from Seattle, Washington. After Hendrix, but before Nirvana and the grunge movement, it's almost as if Nancy and Ann are like right there in the precipice, like they combined the two and created this incredible band. And I love Heart. What a kick-ass band they are. Julian Taylor here. You're listening to The Jukebox. And Jerry Reed is on the show, following Chet Atkins. And these are picks by J.P. Cormier. I had a chance to sit down with J.P. Cormier in Nova Scotia and chat about guitars. This week, J.P. is our Yamaha Featured Artist of the Month, and I had a great chat with him. Here's a little bit of that, following his select choices of material for you to listen to. And they are some of the greatest guitar players in the world, Chet Atkins and Jerry Reed, right after J.P. Cormier on The Jukebox.
Best guitar solo of all time. What do you think that is? It's a tough one.
No, it's not for me.
No? Okay.
The middle solo of Far Beyond the Sun by Yngwie Malmsteen.
I don't know that one. Okay.
It's the greatest guitar solo I've ever heard in my entire life.
All right, hold on. I got to look that up.
It'll scare you to death.
Sorry, go ahead. JP, tell me again.
Far Beyond the Sun, Yngwie Malmsteen. You know who Yngwie is, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. Some people don't anymore.
Okay.
But that right there, it'll tear your skull off.
I can't wait.
It's pretty wicked.
Completely ripped right off. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Your whole everything. Hair gone. Everything. Eyelids. Nothing
hair,
left.
Skull.
Elbow. Everything.
Right on. So is that the guitar player that you admire the most then? Is it Yngwie?
It is not. It's just a moment, I think, in my life when I first discovered him, I used all his tools and mechanics in my own playing to be able to play stuff like The Mathematician. And I like his technique for speed, right hand speed, is infallible. And I watched him and learned. I just took note of everything he was doing and transposed it onto a flat top and realized, hell, this works, as I don't need to play near as fast as he's playing, but I almost as fast and get the job done. Because mm-hmm. what I'm doing is not as complex as what he's doing, like melodically. And so he altered my thought process on speed, on being able to shred and how to get around the fingerboard cheating, which I do all the time. And I teach it in my online school. Like, you got to be able to cheat. The way you cheat is to always find the easiest way as you go from point A to point B using open strings as bridges.
Okay.
And, something I learned just by virtue of the kind of tunes I was learning when I was a kid. I always say that, like, when we talk about my online school, which is called Master Music Method, the whole concept of it is I started learning when I was 5. And by the time I was like 8, I had memorized and then like a half a dozen Chet Atkins records by heart, the whole albums, every cut, and could play it Jesus like Christ. Chet. But the point of that is I learned all that knowledge went into a permanent encyclopedia in my head. So when I changed music and switched over to Doc Watson, Django Reinhardt, Tony Rice, all the Chet knowledge stayed there. And guitar is universal. Like it's weird. It doesn't matter who you are, who you listen to. There's a toolbox that every single guitar player draws from. The tools are identical. And if you can identify them, you're laughing. You can learn to do anything because you're working out of the same toolbox. And they're really banal. They're not complicated. They're so simple that they escape people because you don't know what you're looking for.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, so you're not sure what you're looking for, so you miss the things that you could pick up, and when you do pick them up, you go, well, this is easy. Why didn't I think of this? And so that's what I teach. Mm-hmm. I teach people all the aha moments that I had in my life with, and I take out all the work in between them and just give them the moments. And then they can apply that to what they do already or what they're going to learn. Right.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm a severe guitar head. Don't even get me started talking about guitar is the greatest thing that's ever been invented. It's a universal language. It's a translator. It's a translator for the soul, the heart, everything that you want to say in your life that you might not want to bring out of your mouth, you can bring out of your hands.
Yeah, I agree with 100%.
Yeah.
I'm really trying to find those things that open up my palate to learning those little tricks, because I've never thought of myself as a great guitar player, but more of a rhythm player. And over the years, trying to figure out those kind of things. I can't believe that 8 years older, you're playing Chet Atkins records back and forth. That's crazy.
Yeah. I was a bit of a freak. There was a natural hardwiring.
Yeah.
Some people just have a natural hardwiring. It's just like, because music's a language. So maybe if I hadn't had a guitar in my hand, I might have learned to speak 12 languages. I don't know. It's a very similar hardwire, a very similar set of circuitry that does music and does language and does mathematics and like all these things, right? Mm-hmm. So I was hardwired for it, and I was around it all the time. My mother played, two brothers played. There was a turntable with a record on it all the time in my house. I was just exposed to it constantly. So
yeah, that's amazing, man. JP, thanks for taking the time to chat with me this morning. I really
appreciate it. Brother, I'm glad you thought of me.
Of course. I hope that our paths run into each other very soon. Did we get who was the guitar player that you admire the most then?
It would have to be Chet.
Chet.
Cool. Chet Atkins pretty well invented the guitar. Like for modern players, like even if you're not a fingerstyle player, he did things that translate across everything. The breadth of knowledge he had is unrivaled. There's nobody that I don't think that I can think of that ever had the sheer breadth of knowledge he had. And then standing right beside him are guys like Jerry Reed.
Yeah, I love Jerry.
Another guy who just took the guitar to another level that no one's ever been able to repeat. Yeah. People try to play like him, but they can't. It was him and him alone. And for flat pickers, you got Doc Watson was my biggest hero. Mm-hmm. He had the best economy of movement and tone and speed of any player I ever heard. And he led to the greats, you know, the giants like Tony Rice and Dan Crary. And now today you got Billy Strings and Trey Hensley. And all these guys studied the same people I did.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's pretty awesome.
That is awesome. What about Tony Manuel?
Oh, I love Tommy. I think Tommy's the best guitar player that's alive right now. He's an absolute monster. There's nothing he can't do.
Very cool, man. Listen, yeah. I hope that I'm coming out to Halifax area for the Jamboree thing. Are you around that hood?
What time is that happening?
I think it's in August. I'd love to see you. I'd love to hang if you're there.
There's a vast possibility that I'll be playing around here somewhere then. I don't know. It's hard to say. I don't travel to the U.S. anymore, so we've been working a lot in Canada, and there's lots of places to work yet.
Yeah, man. So let's just keep in touch, and please send me that song. I'd love to hear it, man.
I will. I'll ship it off to you today.
Cool with it, and I could play it on the show, you know, if you're cool.
Yeah, you'd be more than welcome to.
Amazing.
I thought of you yesterday, years since I've been away. When we were young, a lifetime seemed so long. Time like the ocean flows, and God only knows where it goes. The flowers are here, but with autumn's breath, they're gone. Laughter, we smiled in the face of disaster, but somewhere was lost the innocence that made us strong. 9 to 5 and a family, same as they used to be. But somewhere inside, the free hearts we had live on. Seasons have passed and left our dreams behind. The years have worn down all the mountains that we climbed. But still we hold on to the things that are gone. Our souls, we stand our guard. And the memories live on in the oceans of the heart. Dreams were big and bright as the moon. With the colors of youth, we painted our destiny. And when I am caught in my snares, and it seems there is no one to care, I remember those times, and the pictures we made set me free. Seasons have passed and left our dreams behind. The years have worn down all the mountains that we climbed. But still we hold on to the things that are gone. Our souls, we stand our guard. And the memories live on in the ocean.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Thank you. Taylor's Jukebox.
Thank you.
another one of JP's choice picks from 1984. That is Yngwie Malmsteen with Far Beyond the Sun. This is JP's favorite guitar solo of all time, or the best guitar solo that he's ever heard. And I totally, totally get it. Very cool stuff. We've got music coming up from Street Pharmacy. This is brand new music from Street Pharmacy. They're from Welland, Ontario. And this is the band's 20th anniversary. Very cool stuff. Ryan Guay is an incredible writer and frontman and has been, pointing that band in the wonderful direction that they've been going in for years. And they've recently been getting some amazing success, having a couple of songs on the Indigenous Music Countdown and what have you. It's been amazing to see. Here is All We Wanna Do Is Party by Street Pharmacy on the Jukebox.
Repeat the same bitch,
competing in the same race,
living for the same place.
Money is a game chase,
ha.
Till the legs don't let us run.
Stand on wood peg, better we become.
Until the bones bend,
gotta pay a phone plan.
Stand up to the boss man,
can't afford the constant war.
Is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Surprised you stayed as long as you did. my dear, they say there's gold underground. I will go where you want to go. I will be what you want to see. I will say what you want to hear. If you do what I ask of you, I will go where you want to go. I will be what you want to see. I will say what you want to hear. If you do what I ask of you, I'm out of your way. We don't trade to strangers, being there's nothing to sell. All you see right here is yours for all the taking. Make a home from this shell. I will go where you want to go. I will be what you want to see. I will say what you want to hear. If you do what I ask of you, I will go where you want to go. I will be what you want to see. I will say what you want to hear. If you do what I ask of you, I will go. Just ask that you make good use of this land. Cultivate and harvest all we have to give, for forgotten towns turn to sand. I will go where you want to go. I will be what you want to see. I will say what you want to hear. If you do what I ask of you, I will go where you want to go. I will be what you want to see. I will say what you want to hear. If you do what I ask of you, I will go. I will go.
Julian Taylor here, and you are listening to The Jukebox. That is music from Adrian Roy. It's called Welcome to One Man Town. It's live from Plectrum, and he is an awesome singer-songwriter. Describes his music as Americana folk, and I would agree with him. He's from London, UK, and we've crossed paths a couple times during Americana UK Fest, so happy to play him on the show. Now it is music from a wonderful producer by the name of Mark Merlihan, and he is from Lynn Lake, Manitoba, raised in Thunder Bay, Ontario, and he has a band with his two sons, Cole and Fox. They're called Kind of Sea. We've played them a couple times on the show, and it's always a jam. So here it is, Eternal on the Jukebox by Kind of Sea.
Yeah.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Mama, mama, them old papa say them charge him for smoke and jack. If me never jump to fence, them hold me too. So tell me, mama, what you gonna do? Oh, mama, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? Oh, mama, what you gonna do now? Oh, mama, what you gonna do? Next week, here's the case. Him have a dread judge to face. Him have the eye that lives in space. I make the doctor then work on him face. Oh, mama, what you gonna do?
Yeah, baby. One of my favorite reggae songs from the master himself, Peter Tosh, in the album Legalize It. Whatcha Gonna Do? I love that track. Really funny story about this record, actually. I bought it for my partner a couple years ago for Christmas. Brand new, actually, from a record store. And when we sat down that Christmas to listen to side one of Legalize It, everything was fine. And I was like, you got to hear side two. It's really amazing. So we put on side two, and guess what? It turned out to be Nat King Cole's Christmas record. I don't know how it happened, but it worked out. We had a really good time, and now it's a one-of-a-kind record. So that's pretty cool. She had to go buy the other copy of both so that it could match up. So she's got an amazing record collection. Just letting you know. I'm Julian Taylor. You're listening to The Jukebox. We're going to hear something from Ketramine. This is Ketronata featuring Pharrell Williams. From Montreal and Portland, Oregon, here is Forever on the Jukebox.
Not a place or a face we done seen like C-Say.
That means forever. pen and lemon with the bomb, baby. French 75, but my French so fray. Como tu tapel, show my bell, I mean it. I'm staring at your eyes, but you staring at my lips. We talking about your mama, but you thinking about my. I catch on these nuances in the system. I told her get a grip, then she hit me with a grip.
In public.
She so loud, she sounds so disgusting. We so loud, it sound like a discussion. I hit it with some rhythm, call it percussion. Spank that, broke her back up in London. Hit it like Anderson, pack that pussy up, baby, I handle it. No matter if you with somebody new, you gon' think about me and I think about you too.
Two.
Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
Get it all up my chest.
It's all been suppressed and ignored like a bad message. Looking for myself in a mess like some bad wreckage. Come on, inspect this. You didn't expect it. Imagination fly like I live with the Jetsons. Put me on blast and I'll be fully projected. A bully with my cadence, I'll be syllable invested. Take it to the max with my battery pack. Once I meet my moment, I ain't never coming back. It's just you in the mirror. Nothing that can stop you, it's just you and your fear. Being in the moment means that you're really here. Not avoiding any action as the future gets near. Freedom take us farther than we ever been. Footprints in the sand as we take the lead. Anything can happen if you really believe. And anyone can make it if they have a dream. Power to the voices, we ain't heard yet. All the baby mamas that be working check to check. All the single daddies that we always seem to forget. It's time for everybody now to feel that they're blessed. Stand up everybody, cause you know what's next. People in the movement got no time to rest. The people need to do this cause we know what's best. Moving all together so nobody gets left.
My name is Julian Taylor, and you've been listening to The Jukebox. Thanks so much for tuning in to the show. We just played a tune called Take Us from 2019 and Kalia. This is an indigenous hip-hop artist. We love playing this kind of music because it's got some really cool old-school 90s beats, but it also pushes past the limits and talks about reaching for dreams and unity among all people, which we do love. Tyler Oigama is on the show as well. We played that before, featuring Amelia Jace, and that is from Eastman, Manitoba, and they are hip-hop royalty out there. Tyler Oigama has played all across the country and draws inspiration from artists like Post Malone and others like Jay-Z and, you know, the classics, some of the classics. I've got one more song to play for you. It's a fun one. It's one that my mom has always enjoyed and that she introduced me to at a young age. But before I get to that, I want to thank my amazing team for helping me put this show together. Each and every week, they do an incredible job, and I wouldn't be able to do it without them. So thank you, guys and gals. Really do appreciate y'all. And we also have a big thank you to send out to all the stations that play this show. Our station partners are amazing. Thank you for getting this to people's ears. And to our sponsors, thanks for helping us keep the show together and running. And moving along, here we go. Here is The Emotions, yeah, from the disco era and the album Rejoice. This is just before the disco era hits because you can still hear a lot of the R&B influence in this song. It's from 1977. This is Best of My Love on the Jukebox. Until next week, ciao bananas. And remember, it's nice to be nice.